Yeah. Yeah. Baruch Hashem, there's little nose. Yeah. This sefer is connected to Corona. What prompted this sefer is that the sugya of Corona is something that's been brewing in me a long time. To speak about it, it's a bechin of oilim loy oimer, oilim loy imoimer. It's a very dangerous topic to speak about. The makab patish, the straw that broke the camel's back, was there was a meeting for the yeshiva on Wednesday with all the magidish here in the yeshiva. I was actually not called in b'teres by chaburah. The chaburah was a bit more for bachrum. B'teres and magidish here by the chassidim. But the underlying nekuda was as a oka that we have to be more aggressive about the matziv. I mean, makdim, what I'm going to talk about, I'm going to explain a little bit, is mamish loikadarki. It's not my regular mahalach, and I'm nice and special tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I shouldn't be nichshom. I'm amish of a pachad. I'm not saying over what the Shiva exactly said. That was mostly negiyat apachim. So if someone's interested, if it's maybe negiyat, we can talk about maybe one nekuda. But I am going to talk about this sugya. Part of what I'm going to talk about tonight is a little bit mechadeid the problem, the challenge and the problem that everyone's sick of hearing about and wants to ignore. Tonight I think a little bit the chayvus ayoyim is to be mechadeid a little bit how deep the problem is and how problematic it is. But as a lele hakdama, my yoyim miyamayim. So yoyim miyamayim is, if you think about it, it's been a year. It's three zmanim. We have the same exact thing, and more or less, the situation hasn't changed. Nagosha, my personal Nagosha. Nagosha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do something. The difficulty, and explain a little bit what's the difficulty. Bechlal, ain't darki, Adam knows. It's a very off-hand matziv in the chabura. The way we're mechanech, the way we try to get the olim to grow. Bechlal, in the chabura itself, we don't talk about anything except for Torah. Every once in a while, there's a word here and there, but there's nothing else in the Torah, even though, personally, I would love, it's my own, everyone knows me, my metzias is that Torah be'etzim has makif the whole person. Your shemayim, dikta kalocha, technology, how you dress, how you walk, how you talk. But we never talk about these things. It's very offhand. And even in Torah, though, it's a very, very indirect, offhand matzav. Kamat never go over to a person. Kamat, tell a person really, you know, straight out, you know, why aren't you coming? Why are you coming late? Why did I see you wearing out a cell phone? Why do you have a cell phone on? It's a matzav, very offhand, and it's bedafka. It's not bedafka. It's bedafka. It's beshita. This is Mahalach Chinuch. We can talk about it. It's not for tonight. There's a lot of milus in that Mahalach. Avoiding growth, if you might visa, is a very personal thing. It can't be done bekfia. And it can't be done when there's pressure. And we have to let a person grow. If he wants to learn, he wants to imitate Matoiv Manoim, I'm willing to work with anybody. But that's Mahalach, and that's the not only because there's no choice, that's the way we do it. That also might be true. But it's bedafka. It's the regular Mahalach. But the Hargosh is, again, this is not a regular Mahalach. This is not, we're talking about something that's an Eis Lasses. In Mimela, I'm going to have to be showing a Midarki, Abba B'miksas. We're going to see. It's not that you can't change, I'm not going to come and smother the oilum, I'm going to Taveya. We're going to be a little bit more aggressive, and a little bit do something we never ever did. But as Hashem, there has to be room to leave, that it comes from the oilum, the growth has to come from the oilum. But we're going to a little bit prompt and push and Mo'idid the oilum. A second conflict that I have, I'm saying out the conflict, I'm saying out the problem, the danger here. The sugya. Bechlal, many people have asked, why aren't more gedolim talking about Corona? So besides the fact that there's no way to explain this enough, that is the for sure, the most confusing, definitely, sugya that I've experienced, it's kol kulei oimer, mevucha, sofek. It's so confusing. And it's very, very possible, even the biggest of people, they taka find themselves totally at loss. And I also am with them. But there's another very great conflict. It's very different than other challenges the Klai Yisrael went through. Many, many times, there's a challenge at a certain time, there's a certain... I'm about to come to Purim. There was a certain date, everyone knew, there was a Shas Gzer. So you go and you make a fast, 3 days, or you go and you pump up for a certain matzav. Here, it's very clear that part of the nature of the Nisayon of Corona is it's interwoven into regular daily life. It's a long-term Nisayon that has to do with daily life. It's not, let's make a ra-ra, asifa, and make atzeres, and get everyone to scream, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokim, Hashem. It's not what Hashem wants. It's a disruption of day-to-day life in a million areas. And that's going on and on and on. So there has to be a change in the overall course of a mensch. It's not just let's get momentum and let's go and scream. It's something that has to be changed. And change is a gradual thing. Change is not something of a tzeres. Change is a long-term thing. When we add in another kud of the conflict. Change has to be something that comes from the mensch. People have came. I have had people come up to me and they've asked, why aren't you saying something? Why isn't other people saying something? I'm going to talk a little bit emes tonight. It's like, usually I have rechmanis, but... There's a part of us, of course I'm not saying it's coming from a bad part of us. It's coming from a good part of us, but it's a part of that's a very... I can say it, atzlus dike chelik. We're waiting for the gedolim to tell us what to do. What are you waiting for? A gadol is going to tell you what to do. That's not what growth is. A gadol is not going to bring Mashiach. Change has to come for us. Change can't come from a gadol. It can't come from Atzeres. It can't come from 50 Gedolim or Gantz Klai Yisrael standing together. When Gantz Klai Yisrael is going to start to do tshuva, they're going to come together. They're going to come together. But it's not, so many people are waiting. What are you waiting for? Hashem, that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem, we'll describe it a little more, but he's very clearly forcing us to grow from within. And this is the difficulty. This is such a difficult sugya. So what are you going to do? You're going to talk about one thing, you're going to talk about two things. What are you going to do? You're going to make an atzeres. You're looking at one area of you. It has to be that leiv yodea moris nafshei, and we start changing. It's a very complicated subject. With that all being said, as much as it's complicated, a posh should feel, and I'm going to mock them. Anything I'm going to say tonight is with three liyas, 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 daiti. I don't know anything. No one knows anything. But I should feel like Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm a child from Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm a little kid. I'm a Yid. And I feel, and I made a Cheshbon Nefesh many, many times about this. I feel that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to say something. I feel that I'm going to be nitva if I'm not going to say something. And I feel that everyone has to, in a certain way, do something. Haray, on the basic ideas of Hashkocha, on the basic ideas of Bitzaris and Yisurim that are going on in Klal Yisrael, the Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Tainis, says the worst thing to say is it's Mikre. The worst thing, the Rambam calls it a Derech Achzorius. The underlying principle of that Rambam is when a Kodesh Baruch, one of the ways he talks to us, there's no Nevuah today. He talks to us, you can come in. Aaron, you can come. He talks to us, the Svas, the way he talks to us is Hashkocha. For a year, Klal Yisrael, and the world has been turned upside down. Turned upside down again, not in a way like it was turned like Makas Mitzrayim, but in a basic way within the world, it's turned upside down. It's turned upside down with uncertainty and disruption in every single quarter of life. I'm going to make Ziyurim Behemshech. But, could you say Shalom Alei Nafshi? Could we say that? Could we come up to Kadosh Baruch Hu with for ourselves and for Klal Yisrael? For ourselves and Klal Yisrael. I think something has to be done. We were hoping, like there was a certain survival mode. There was a hoping it was going to pass. It's going to pass. And it could be we'll pass. Again, it's ridiculous to say anything. Say a brevis. It's for sure going to stay. But the mice, it's not clear it's going to pass. It seems like Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps on telling us, I'm here. Just when he thought it's going to go, I'm still here. The sveikus, no. So we have to do something. So, but the less brevra, that's we are here tonight. And there's going to be two parts to what I want to speak about tonight. There's going to be a lamaiste kechelik, which is mamish again, mamish not darky. I'm not into these matching kabbalists, these things. It's mamish not darky. And again, not into because I think it's a hefsid. I think it's not the ideal. It's mamish not ideal. We can talk about it some other time. It's not ideal. The more you do things b'tzibur, you always usually lose. But something has to be done. So the first chelik is going to be lamaiste. And the second chelik, I'm going to talk a little bit about a rayon, a little bit what I think. Again, with my small perception, is in the hearts of the sugi that we have to go with. The chelik that's lemaisa, what I'd like to suggest, is take three areas. I want the oilam to work. We're going to work together. I'm going to pick out three areas. I want every single person. When I say I want, I'm mapping tevea. Tevea, make it mandatory, then it's going to be me, it's not you. I am going to offer myself to make meetings with the oilam, one-on-one meetings with the oilam. To grow in three areas. The three areas don't have to be a Kabbalah, Chayk V'Layavar, to make three Kabbalahs, Chayk V'Layavar. The projects that the Chiddush over here will be is that you're going to work with somebody who knows you're working on it, and that will be a new type of a Mechayiv to work on it. And the three areas are, one is Torah, that's a Kakrim Mechamah, that's what we're here about. That's the first thing. Something, some sort of project in Torah, Aleph. The second one is going to be technology. Rashiva Grada spoke about that. Kibalnu. The Nardar, the Iki Yetzahar of our door is technology. That's what Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky. You bound with the command. Any time you make a chizik, any time you make a thing, technology has to be part of the thing. The sugi of technology. Two. Three is another area in Avodas Hashem. Very big, that's very wide. Tfila, Bein Al Machaveiro, Nois Bein Al Machaveiro, Shalom Bayis, Dikta Kalocha, Amuna. Another area in Avodas Hashem. What do I mean? I would like to make Bez Hashem. It has to be. I only have a certain amount of time, and I wanted to do quickly. I would like to do it in the next week. Start off the first meetings. The meeting will be 15 minutes apiece. A gaboyim of David, who gotta get some mazel tov, and Chaim David, they'll take down. We'll make slots, 15 minutes. I'll tell you the times. I'll tell you the prat and when they're available. 15 minutes a guy. Three areas, and I'll give you a little bit examples. Why am I saying examples? This is very chashiv to me. Someone who comes to me and says, Mayor, I want to work on Chazar. I'm not interested. Get out of here. I'm not interested. That's me. That's not you. That's not what you're working on. That's not what Hashem wants. The whole idea is also all about you. I'm here to conchate. I'm here to maybe give you a little bit of aitzes, but to make it something official, to make it a stamp, to make it what we're going to work on together. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to monitor it with you, maybe fee, whatever you tell me. I'm not going to force you, nothing. But you have to put thought. That's the whole thing. This is what Hashem wants. He doesn't want me. He wants me to work on my own things. But he wants you to work on your things. You have to put thought in these areas. Torah, I'll just give you an example because I know the ilm is so abstract. But forget it. You don't have to. Torah, I always talk about this tremendous mile. Person writes. Person makes sikumim. Someone wants to make a thing to write sikumim. We could work on together to mechayiv himself. Sugis, either sugis, we did this man. We're talking about Agav. The plan is till the end of this month, and to continue if you want, till next month, whatever you want. The Yetzirah came to me and told me, wait till next month. What, you're doing it at the end of this month? But I can't. This is something we have to start. It's not child. Writing over Sikume Sugis, either in Sugis that we did already, either Sugis in the middle, or the Sugis Behemshich. You could do Sikume Sugis second Seder also. I'm willing to be involved with the Olam. If need be, maybe we could even add a monetary aspect. We'll try to maybe work on it. Sikumim. Stam Chazaris. A lot of people don't like Sikumim. Chazaris. They want to make Chazaris. They want to machayv themselves to be Chazar on a certain amount of blot. Could do that also. Someone wants to work on coming on time at a certain time, whether that is Dibur or something. Could do that. Someone wants to say, they'll make us some Chayvs to come and tell me an Aura, every 3 days, every 2 days. I'll ask them Aura every 2 days. But again, this is the Chayvs. That's the whole mile over here. It's a Chayvs. You're going to, Chayvs is a Mikabal of like Chayavar. Come up between both. We're going to try. I'm going to talk. We're going to work. We're doing something. We're working on something. We're working on something in Torah. Second year of technology is to make a bedek habayis. That's a chlal. This is all in the kudah. Make a bedek habayis. This is what we want. We want that a person should grow. Hashem wants us to grow in a lamaistic way, not just in the luft. Technology. Everyone should make a bedek habayis with them and their wives. Obviously, Agav. This whole thing is very chashuv for your wife, especially the second part. I would like everyone, yeah, wife, to hear it. This is recorded. Make a bedek habayis. We are holding in technology. I'm a little bit on my in technology. Chaim David already was machking me a little bit. I got a little bit of a briefing, a little bit in the sugis. I do know a little bit, but the protim. Make a bedek habayis. A bedek habayis. I'm not being to anything. I'm not being to anything. I'm not even asking you. Everything's up to you. But someone who wants to make a bedek abayis, who wants to work on something, there's many different nekudas. There's the chelak in technology, there's the chelak of pritzas and inappropriate sites. And there's the chelak of pizor nefesh, chats, Facebook, these type of things, open, being open. Two shepet sugyas within technology, making a bedek abayis, you and your wife talking about it, making some sort of seder. Again, I'm not, have to give me exactly what, as much as you want me to be involved, I'll be involved. I'm telling you, it's mechutz megidri. I hate this. I don't want to do it. I don't want it. I don't want to have to have me this. I don't want it. It's not my, but I feel that there's only way something's going to happen. 2, 3 years, the third thing is some other area of Eretz Hashem. This is very wide. Very wide. A lot of times, will I want to grow in another area of Eretz Hashem? There's so many other areas of Eretz Hashem. It has to be very personal. What do you want to grow in? And again, think about it. I'll try to help you a little bit, but think about if it's tefillah, if it's emunah, hashkocha, shalom bayis. If it's been on Mechaveh or Chesed, think about it. 3 different sugyas, we're going to have a meeting. And again, yes, you're going to have to be prepared before. It's going to be 15 minutes. It's going to be meduyik. I can't tell. Don't, if I throw you out after 15 minutes, 15 minutes is a long time. What can I do? Could be ensuing meetings, maybe we'll see. But we made 15 minutes. This is, the pshat is, we're growing. We could tell after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least we could say, we're growing. We're doing something. We're not thinking about it. Maybe we're doing something. We're working on something. Is Hashem? Let's see. Let's see. Let's see how tachastik it is. Now comes the second part of tonight. Second part. So again, Nochamo. This is Chaim David and David. If David, I don't know how available you'll be. If not, we'll have to find him in Malamokim. But this is the, it's be, you know, the next week will be certain times at night. And the beginning, maybe the beginning of Seder, that's also. But I never give up Seder for anything. I never. It's like totally. In the beginning, I didn't want to make time during Seder. And I realized it's going to take time to do. I think this is Ace Lasses, the biggest ride. The biggest ride that I hold Ace Lasses, Lashem Befer to herself, is I'm willing to wake these meetings during Seder, even though these are the biggest ride. Third part of Seder, in the beginning of first Seder, between 9 and 9:30, and the end of second Seder. I don't know what I'm saying. The second chelik, which is a little bit more harder to say something. I'd like to give you my agosha, a nekuda. Again, it's mamish yura to say this is the nekuda, but nekuda and yazdaiti is from the hearts of the sugya of Corona. Mikublanu said before that the Ashkocha talks to us, the Tzaras, the Nisayonis are talking to us, and they're talking to us with their Chesaris. Mikublanu, that one of the Iker places to work is the place where it hurts you most. But Kadosh Baruch Hu hits you, that place where he hits you, that's the place where you should start. So I want to describe a little bit the impossibility, the complication of the corona. So the best way to describe it, it's mamish like we had in last week's parsha in Bishalach. Mamish, it's a madur shniya of what it says in parsha Bishalach. Nevuchim heim ba'midbar sogar, nevuchim heim ba'oret sogar aleim ha'midbar. Mamish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pashit closed us in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made dead ends. Every person in a different way in his life has come to a dead end. And there's nevuchim heim ba'oret. There's a mavucha atzuma. Is a mavucha atzuma. So many of us, in so many different areas, we've come, pashut, gone to a dead end. Come to a dead end. And it's funny, it's not a dead end, kilo. There are people dying, that's another sugya. But it's pashut, impossible circumstances and sequences in regular day life. Let me just speak out of you again. Usually we try to, we have a this, but I want to talk about it, because I want to bring out what's going on. You have crazy, crazy situations. Start with kids. Well, here's a little younger. They don't have, I think some of them have sons and guns. But imagine you go up, you have 6 or 7 or 8 or 9, 10 kids. The matter of kids, what's going on, it's mamash not chayach. It's just it's not workable. Again, is it the end of the world? No, but you have kids. Some kids come out, haven't been in school for a year. Here, 2 weeks. It's bankruptcy. You know? By some kids, it's taka caused tremendous problems. I've spoken to people about it. Taka see the results. But it's just an impossible answer for everybody, for every kid. To not be in a year socially, formatively growing up. Okay. Simchas. I hear a little bit from my wife. We have stories, crazy stories. People, ladies who have to have babies by themselves. The husband's has corona, can't get in. Obviously, the in-laws and the mom-laws sure can't get in. A lady has to go to have a baby by herself, deserted. People, chasanis, the amount of people that are coming, the stories, there are some chassams that totally got destroyed. There are people in Achabura who wanted to go for siblings chassams and weren't able to, last second, weren't able to. Let's take it more home to us. The MSMS is that the oilam, I sense this, I'm just saying, the oilam is burnt out of corona like a crisp. Mamish not shaykh. Mamish not. Roiv Ruba of the Chabura has, in some way, their difficulties in corona. Some people, it's just the bidudim, which, again, it's so clear, because Baruch is making us feel like it's no end. It starts, the husband gets it 1 week, then the wife gets it the second week, and then third week, and then the kid, and then she has to stay, and the Misrata Briyut, it's like never ending. But that's not the start of it. But a lot of people in the Chabura, they get married during corona. The husband and the wife get married during corona, they have to be mekabel al atzmo, that there was a mitzumtzum dikka wedding, and it was b'li yosheva brachas. And then, till they came to Eretz Yisrael, they were dreaming, they were in Ishtahin and Ishtahir, by the Shver's house, but there, obviously never had what you call honeymoon, but isn't a couple to go somewhere a little bit afterward, but no, obviously didn't have that. You come here, a lot of people had to go to Rechavia for in the grandparents' house for food, because they couldn't find the dira. Until they found the dira, the regular dira was worn around. And then they come during this man. You want to get a little bit of break. You have to check if it's a seger. You could even go to the kaisel. You want to go to the kaisel, revenge log. You want to go to the kaisel. The wife says, I want some. My whole life is going not the way I navigated. Nothing. And then it comes towards the end of this man. We don't even know if we're going to go back to Pesach. It's not clear. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. Culture came, we were waiting, we were pushing maybe to go vacation. I'm a fan, we'll talk about it. I'm not telling you not to go vacation, go vacation. We'll talk about that. But the wife wants, push it. People don't know, people don't know what to turn to. People don't know what to turn to. There's nothing with that. The husband doesn't know what to tell the wife. The wife doesn't know what to tell the wife. These impossibilities, again, you could pick the tziurim in every area of life. In every year of life, it's 50 times more impossible to plan anything, to do anything. So here's the chiddush in the approach. I know the island's burnt out. I'm asking. In general, my approach very much, when people come to me with stories, the first thing I do is validate. And I do too, and I'm not changing that. I validate. It's a very hard thing. When a person has life, and he has a mitzvah of life, and can feed what he knows, this is what he needs for life, and he runs it to a dead end. He runs it to a dead end. He says, I have no mokach. I can't. So, you feel bad for him. You hold his hand and you cry. But Maisa keeps on happening again and 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 again. It's happening again and again and again and again. Kenira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to grow up. And from now I'm saying it in a lot of parentheses. I don't like to hear what I'm saying. But this is a new Knage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anias Daiti, there are different Darki Mokhama. Yes, the Derech Mokhama usually is the Mechazik. But Kenira, I think, it's my personal HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to grow up. We were now in Beis Medrash. Now we had to get married. If we were in high school, we got to go into Beis Medrash. We have to grow. And there's a certain sugya that I think, it's very clear, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dead end. We have a dead end. Soga Alei Mamidba. Mamish like with Kriyas Yamsav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Kriyas Yamsav brought Klal Yisrael to a matzev where they were trapped. He dafka did that. Because sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to access, unleash higher koiches. He wants us. That's Kinnir. Okay, that's Kinnir what he wants. The whole time, we're running away from it. Survival. Okay, we'll get past this. We'll go there, we'll do this, we'll do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not letting us run away. He's not letting our door run away. He's not letting us run away. He's forcing us to grow. Kinira, and he is daiti. Is the only thing. We have to grow in this certain area. And what I'm going to talk about is Orion. I'm not talking about Yelamaisa. I'm talking about Orion. What area does he want to grow us? He wants us to grow in the area of Amunah betochen, Avas Hashem. The pasuk says, "V'ahavta es Hashem l'kecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol meidecha." So, the mission in brachas: b'chol meidecha, b'chol mida u'mida shu'moided l'cha, havi moided loy. Part of a chiyav hava. Every mida, every cut that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to you. Every piece that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to you, accept it and love it. And be moed and thank Him for it. You have to think about what that means. This is a sugya that our dor before Corona, was sinking in tremendously. We, and I'm talking Dafka to the elite, we're the elite of Klal Yisrael. The Avreichim that are sitting and learning, they're here longer than just Stam coming for Stam honeymoon for a year. There's Avreichim that are serious here. There are Avreichim that are serious, talking about Mamash the elite. But even those in this sugya was very hard for us. We had our comfort zones, and Lemaisa, we were happy that we were performing in the Yiran of Hashem, and I'm agree, it's unbelievable. I'm the first person to say that. It's not nothing. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that we were able to hold on as much as we could. We had, some people had better Zman, some people had less. Some people had 2 months of Zman, 3 months of Zman, 4 months. Everyone had their things. Some people had. But Lemaisa, when we got to a certain point where it was too hard for us, which means, Lefi, the way I ran my life, I can't do this. I'm talking about to the wives and the husbands. The wives and the husbands. This is too much for me. Shabbos, that was a part that we were very, 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 very hard for us. It was very hard for us. We turned off. Same. That was fine. But is that v'haf te'is Hashem b'chol levecha b'chol levecha? Is that b'chol ma'idecha? Is that b'chol ma'idecha? If I could be a little sharp, Rashi over there says b'chol levecha. It's Rashi. It's not me. It's not sharp. Rashi says b'chol levecha shelo yelibcha cholok al amokom. Rashi says b'chol levecha means the ganze heart. There shouldn't be any part of your heart that has a machloikis on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, dings on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? That means I do that all the time. I ding on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How do I know? Because when I get up, and all of a sudden I couldn't sleep. God, last night was a hard night of sleep. I couldn't sleep well. And I have 3 hours, I get up and I say, okay, this is not going to be a day. Today I can't perform. It's going to be, Shmazel took a day. What do you mean? A Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you 3 hours. Obviously, that's what he holds. It's a great day for you. If he gave you 3 hours, give you 3 hours. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a kid that has a problem, a sickness, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a challenge of this and this, do we throw in the towel and say, now we're potter? Or do we say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me, I'm not even talking about production first, but wait for production, we'll talk about production again, but how do I accept and embrace the matziv? Do I live in my world, or do I live in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world? Whose world do I live in? The answer is, unfortunately, we live in our world. And it's not because we're always for us at all. We're very great people, but we're Ketani Amona. We're Dor. We're very vite. We're very, very vite. Vite doesn't mean that we're bad something else. We're very vite from our Mantara. We're very vite from the Nisi Mitzrayim. We're Ketani Amona. Ketani Amona means that we try to do Ruchnis as much as we want, but it's very hard for us to fathom that the world could run L'chadchila in a way that doesn't make sense to us. It's very hard to run to the fandom because the world can run the way. But that's not the Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. We could tell it to you when we send the base measures, but in a real life thing, accepting and embracing the way Hashem runs the world is a sugya that we're holding terrible with. But the biggest raya is Corona. And that's the point we're hurting it. That's the biggest raya. The biggest raya is that when we get stuck into these things, finished, collapsed, garnished, nothing. Somebody who trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ko yomar Hashem, zocharti loch, chesed nurayich, avas klulay soyich, lechteich acharai b'midbor b'eretz lo yizorua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I remember when you loved me, you trusted me. What does it mean, you trust me? Trust me means Klal Yisrael in the midbar. Klal Yisrael in the midbar. They went after HaKadosh Baruch Hu blindly. What's the nekuda? What's the nekuda? It's more moritic than nekuda. If you trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can actually be happy, in a certain sense, with whatever he gives you. You could go there and you could run after him. It doesn't make sense. It's not what I expected. But I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Oyev Amoy Yisrael. Does anyone machish this? No. You ask anybody, I send down these measures. Does anyone machish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me to death? Loves me. Oyev, he loves you to death. He loves you. Could it be that he gives you a plan? Could he give you a circumstance that's not the ultimate best for you? No. But when it comes lemaisa, when we get there, doesn't it's nachal. It's nachal. If you trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll be able to embrace the matziv in a certain extent. You'll be able to grow. In Parshas Vayeshev, the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, Rashi brings famous Chazal. Vayeshev Yaakov Beretz Mugre Ovid Beretz Kanan. Zok Rashi. Bikesh Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva. Rashi doesn't bring it over here. Chazal say, Bikesh Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva. V'kofzolav roig zeh shel Yosef. Sagen Chazal, Loi dayecha, shet mavakshim, oilam haba, you also want the leisha b'shava b'oilam hazeh. Everyone asked a famous question. What's the terrible? What's so terrible? What did Yaakov want a little bit of shava for? Yaakov had the most tzaras of any of the others. He said, "Yom of kol yom, mat v'royim." He said he had bad days. He had tzaras after tzar after tzar after tzar. With Esav, with Lavan, with Dina, at the end was with Yosef. He had tzaras his whole life. And what did he want? He wanted zikr, it's klar with the dog. He wanted it just pashut so he could just learn. He didn't want it for any to relax. He wanted it to learn. With menuchas hanefesh, with tzlilas hadas. So what did Chazal say? What did Chazal say? Shteit omaritik yisoid. And this is what we have to grow in. Shteit omaritik yisoid. We think when I want to have a perfect situation in Olam Hazeh, so we have the rights. Bakumtos. We have the right. If the reason why we want to have a certain situation is for a tzorich ruchni, it's a magiyah lana. Kumi Chazal and say, Yaakov is the Av who gives us koyach and golos. Kedua, the Meshech Chochmah says, Tzei l'matzeach mizmoldav yang Hashem b'yamsora yisagevcha l'kei Yaakov. Why is it l'kei Yaakov? Zok the Meshech Chochmah, because Yaakov is the Av of tzoris. B'yoyim tzora we have a koyach from Yaakov. Yaakov had a marei salayla. Yaakov gives us koyach in the tzoris. Yaakov teaches us that even when you want to do avoidus Hashem, many times you have to do it the way Hashem wants. Why? Not because it's a hard life, because Hashem knows better than us. Hashem knows exactly what a tachlis is, and He knows what the best for is. Even when you want shalva, that's not Olam Hazeh is about. That's what He told them. Olam Hazeh is about growth. And growth is growing the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. We have to internalize this nekuda. And what's the litmus test if you internalize nekuda? One of the litmus tests is the amount of menuchas hanefesh that you have. And this is what we could see if we're going to start growing. To get in the matzah that you're b'simcha atzuma, halavai, we get to there. But basic menuchas hanefesh, when your plans and every single last thing that you thought was supposed to be runs the wrong way, you, I'm talking about you, the wives also, something that every single yid, where k'tani amona, agav, k'tani amona doesn't only mean, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu means in ourselves also. K'tani amona means we're small-minded. We don't even work on this sugya. We don't even work on the sugya. We like, okay, until Arkan. Halavai, let me learn when I have comfortable matzavim. I'm working, that's hard enough. And I agree. Usually that's the malach. Usually I say, try to be mechazik harder. But my nasi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pushing us into the sugya. I hate to say it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pushing us. Kaniri, he holds that we need something new. Kaniri, he holds that the old mahalach of holding on to what we at least have and trying to make the best of what we just have, we weren't growing enough. We were falling. And there are raya's lakach. What's going on a little bit? There are raya's lakach. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to deal with this new sugya, to think about it, to approach it, to go higher. Yeah. And we have it in us. If He's putting us this, we have it in us. The Maridik of Vort from Shiva Zatzal, Chaim Shmulevitz. In the parashat of Teichacha, the end, the last Teichacha, in Kisovo, state. This klala, Zok Rashi, B'shem Gemara in Menachos. Boyu chayim tulucha minegen means somebody who only has a parnasa for 1 year. He doesn't have enough money to live next year. That's already a terribly hard thing for a person. A person needs stability. He needs financial stability. If he doesn't know what's going to be next year, even right now, he thinks it's a dena next year. It's a klala. And the next, upachata layla v'yayimim, that someone only has food for a week. V'loisamin b'chayecha, that someone who only has food for a day. Hasayim echa pas palter. In other words, the biggest klal in the person is to be a person who's totally va'omid on a Kadosh Baruch Hu every day. He doesn't have a stability. Obviously, we're in that matzav today. I'm from Parnosa, but come out every other area. Frekt b'chaim shalom is a shayla, I don't understand. This matzav is a matzav klal. Hare Chazal say this was the exact matzav of the Dor HaMidbar. The Gemara in Yuma da vayin vav. Sholu sabshim ben yichoyim, pnei mal lo yor lehem Yisrael mon pam achas b'shona. Mon, last expiration. Should have came down once here. Om lehem em shalom lechem mo shalom ad avidoyim. A melech boss of Adon, he has one son. He gives him an allowance once a year. Mainly, he doesn't talk to his father the whole year. Doesn't talk to his father all year. There's no connection. That's the mitzvah of a mensch. Agav. You could love your father enough, but if you don't befoyal need him, how many good friends did you have that are in America now? You used to cut your relationship with them, even your good friends. Nah, the mitzvah is, if you don't know the reason to keep a relationship, you don't keep a relationship. You don't. Nothing's machayv, you don't. Well, you like a person, you can love him. You don't. Nothing's machayv. Like, you like this father, but no. Omar ha-posak medezoyis b'chol yom. V'yimekabel pe'oviv kol yom. Af Yisroel. Mishayishli arba v'chonish bonim. He has a big family. V'yodoyik v'yimer shema l'yirin mon l'mocher. Every day they weren't allowed to take for another day. A large family, what's going to be? A pell, you know how much a person loves a child? What's going to be? I'm going to feed my Yankee, my Shandy tomorrow. V'nimsukulam meisim barov. Nimsim uchavnin eslibam labiyim shebashamayim. It created a tremendously intense, intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They weren't able to lazuf. Zokib Chaim Shmulevitz. This is a klola. This is a Dora Midbar. Dora Midbar. They were living the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He calls it Ashrecha Bailam Azeh. Is this a klola or is this a bracha? Zokib Chaim Shmulevitz. Read this with Lashon. Vanir bezeh doiver dover noira. Shechein matziv shemitzad atzmo yu atoiv biyoyzer. Bukamatsiv Dorhan Midbor shall Yodoy Nishoinim Alavim Shabashamayim. Lochol is ki gehenim boilamaze. Vuhula katne amona shadoigim dagas mocha. It all depends where you're living. If we're living katne amona, you're living, I call it in our own world. We write the script in the world, so it's gehenim. If I write the script in the world, so what's gonna be tomorrow? Everything is uncertain. What's gonna be next month? What's gonna be a wife? When are we gonna have time to take a vacation? It's a great question. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. It's a great question. But it depends how much you're living in your world, whether it's Gehenim or not. It's totally, if you're living in your own world, or you're living in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. When we're faced with challenges, how do we deal with them, what's called dead end? If Zokhtav Chaim Shalevitz are living in our world, Ketani Amona, it's going to be Gehenim. If we're able to thrust ourselves and trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a beautiful, blissful world. Beautiful, blissful world. Look at tzaddikim. Look at big people. They're called kulei happy, no matter what. They're happy. They're happy that I can continue serving you. Baruch Hashem, unbelievable. I get to breathe. I get to daven. I have a wife. Some people, Baruch Hashem, have kids. They have kids. There's this and this and that wrong thing. I try to tell them. I lose you. Anyways, Hemshecha life is going to be a lot of wrong things. Hashem is doing the best for us. Hashem's teaching us, making us grow. He's making us dependent on Him, which is the only constant in life. The only real constant in life is the Eibush. Zokrib Chaim Shalevitz, the same matziv, could be a klola, could be a bracha. This is the sugi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to grow in. I'm going to talk about what it means grow. I just want to finish us with a maisa. Everyone always likes maisas. There's a meridika maisa that happened a few months ago in the tzibur, in the Israeli tzibur. So the Olim probably doesn't know because they're not connected to the Israeli tzibur. I just want to be makdim. I'm saying Bali Guzma, many people have said this was the greatest maisa they've ever witnessed in their entire life. I heard from Adol Gadol, his nusach, Talmud Chacham Otzam, his nusach was that when the Malach Yesharis, B'shas Briyas Oilam, were danig, Yivra Oidam, Elo Yivra Oidam, very possible that they had in mind this maisa when they said Yivra Oidam. Very possible they had this mind when they said Yivra Oidam. It's a maisa that made waves in the Tar, in the Chiloni world also. It was we talk about it as a certain hesped. It was probably it was broadcast in the Chiloni world. It made a rash, otzum, and the nusach of everyone was vervaced. What rash I manage my? I'm moist of one thing. I think it's minyone de yoyma of Corona. It wasn't the mikra that happened during Corona. The mice, I'm going to tell you the mice a little bit. The mice is about a yid. His name is Tuvia Palak. I'll explain a little bit the yid we're talking about. We're not talking about, again, no one knows. It seems like Mipnim, he was Migdal Yisrael. He is Migdal Yisrael. But he's someone like me. He's a mashkiach in Ateres, Baruch Mordechai Yisrach, he's a yeshiva. He's a yeshiva ktana, a high school.
Is he a lady?
What?
Is he a lady?
I don't know. You're a lady?
Yeah, I'm a lady.
Okay. You'll know if you're related to him.
His name.
You know, heard the story?
I said, I'll hear from the story.
You heard the story. His name is Avtuvia Palak. And he's a mashkiach. He's a mashkiach in the person, mashkiach. A person taka works on himself, but yeah, same. Everyone thought it's another chashav yid. Stories like this. He himself is a Baal Yisroel. I don't want to be marach. He himself is a Baal Yisroel. His wife last year was nifter. His wife, someone 45, ich weiß nicht, terrible story. Person with, I think, 6 or 7 kids he had then. Comes an almon. His wife is nifter. Frelich. We should never have a no such a thing. It's an unbelievable sob story. Okay. Say that. These things happen. About 2.5 months ago, his oldest daughter, who was in Shaduchim, it's Baruch, my daughter's age, they Magala tumor in her. Magala tumor. She was taking care of the whole thing. So father, who, Reish of Rubin, Avoidus Hashem, and she ran the entire Mishpacha. All of a sudden one day, she has a tumor, right away she's unconscious. The whole Klal Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael here, he was a known person in the Yeshiva world. That week, everyone was making Kabbalahs. How could this be? These are talking about, I think, maybe 6 other Yisayimim or 5 other Yisayimim. They were B'toich Shana. It was B'toich Shana, 10 months into the Shana. The only hope, she was the mother of the family. Out of the blue, she has cancer. There was another Yisayimim who told my daughter was in the school there. Everyone was talking to him. There was another Yisayimim. Told this was a nosach. He said like this. He said, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't understand it's Tarif Yisayimim. Another Yisayimim said this. How could it be? Well, this is the Kashas of Yisayim. But Shbohu doesn't realize how could it even have a possibility for him. The Maisa, everyone was on Shpilkas that week. Everyone was davening. She was nifta. She was nifta. After a week, she was nifta. Baruch Dynamis. Atoiva Meitiv. They bish the. You can't make Atoiva Meitiv here, but I could say Atoiva Meitiv. Okay. This is one of these matzev. It's called like the sob story of the year. It's one of the matzev, like I heard my wife about 20 times a day say, how is he going to survive? How is he going to, ladies, everyone's going to be, what's good sign? What's good sign? How is he going to survive? What's going to be? So, I wasn't taken to be by the Lavai, but I heard the Hesped afterwards. This person got a Lavai, he made a Hesped, there was a Kiddush Hashem, Shalom, Lavai, Lom Hashem Hesped, because they're Ma'ilam. What did he say? The entire Hesped, he didn't say a word of complaint. He didn't say a word of even HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachmanos on us. He said, I think someone said, he said the word thank you about 100 times. He started off the thing and he said, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving me 22 years with my daughter. 22 years of unbelievable, enjoyable life. You gave me a daughter. She was a tzaddikas, a Yerushalayim. Toda Abba, Toda. Toda is a keif zeya. Toda Abba. Unbelievable, what a schus. And you start talking about a milus. What a daughter. I can't believe it. I'm the most luckiest father ever. Toda. I have no tightness whatsoever. Toda, toda. You can't act this out. It's not an act. It's not an act. There's somebody who people thought he'd go crazy. But he didn't go crazy. It was MS. He's obviously an Oiz Kabbalah. He said, toda, toda. He's kind of saying, thank you. And he threw in and he said the whole life, he said, everyone, she was a great girl. She was in Shaduchim. This girl. He says, we were always wondering who's going to be the lucky guy together. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was like, you took her, unbelievable, you took her. And then at the end of the Levaya, at the end of the Hesped, he said the following. This was the grand finale. He said, he's kept calling Kadosh Baruch Hu Tati, Abba. He said, Abba, I have only one bakash of you. So everyone thought at the end, finally, he's going to say, you know, Bakash, I have a family, we saw him, no one to take care of them. This was the last hope. Maka, Shever, Al Shever. You know, he turns to Kadosh Baruch Hu and he says, she's not a married girl. She's no one gonna say Kaddish. No one says Kaddish. Yeah. No one says Kaddish. The mother had someone say Kaddish. There's no one say Kaddish. She said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have one bakasha from you. You say Kaddish. Take this event and Yiskadel V'Yiskadish Mei Rabba Boilom. I want you to take this event and I want you to cause a Kiddush Hashem. People should think, should see how good you are. How emes your ma'isim are, and how you do toiv and kulay toiv, and yiskadel. That's the only bakosh I have. We need to be miskadesh. It's enough of this golus. Yiskadesh shmei rabu. He didn't say a thing about his own protestic thing. Arkan. You can't begin to understand the rush. No, everyone was knocked off the socks. People were talking about it. People said this is a malach. One of the stories I heard was that in the Shiva house, someone was there, but in the Shiva house, a Chiloni taxi driver came in running in. You know, they play this in the Chiloni media. And he came running in, and he came running into the house, the Shiv house, and he says, "You should know, it's Atar of Palik. Who are you?" He says, "I have a special needs kid. I have a special needs kid." For 13 years, I think, don't know, I was 13 years of raising a special needs kid. We were thinking the last half we had to get rid of him. We had enough. It was too hard. It was too hard. I heard your speech. I came and played it to my wife. We kissed that kid about 100 times. We started saying, "Thank you, Dr. Mishbrochu. We're never giving him up." We started, in other words, this is a person who was an amatziv that everyone in the world was thinking he's going to go mentally insane. Kol kol akitzim, what we call, he's the end. And it's a person who went out of the matziv, mechuzik. He went out of the matziv, mechuzik. Everyone was mekanehim. That was the nusach. Someone writes, Alonim, as Nidbaruch, he wrote, everyone was mekaneh in this person. They said, no one wanted to go what he went through, but everyone was mekaneh in this person. Why? Where was he holding? He was holding in this sukkah. Somebody who lives b'chomida havimoydila. Somebody who lives in a Kodesh Baruch Hu world, the emes world. So, life's beautiful. Life's beautiful, no matter what happens. And it is beautiful. I'm telling you, it's beautiful. I've been in Matzavim, Hashem, we should know, Matzavim of very Shverkai, and I'm sure people here have been there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows best. Sometimes we see it, sometimes we don't. This is a sugya we have to grow in. And this is the sugya that I'm showing. I think, I see it. I never had so many questions about this. I never had so many Tzubrochen Avreichim. I never had so many people who I don't really have al derech hapshat, what to answer them? Because I get stuck with this. I get, like, what should I answer them? I don't have what to answer them. I don't have an answer to you. I don't have an answer. You talk is stuck in a crazy matzav. So the answer I'm saying tonight is we have to think about growing. What does this mean, lamaisa? And this is very important to me. I'm just throwing guys now. Do I mean that everyone has to go, it's Mashiach tzayit, and forget about the plans? Chas v'shalom, it's the last thing I ever meant. Anyone who thinks that I think we have to stop planning the future because Mashiach's coming, and that's not what we meant. That's not it. You have to continue on planning your life like a regular life. Your wife says she needs a break. Why do we need a break? Who's talking about not having a break? Of course, Yitaka need a break. It's talking very hard. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us with our feelings. My question all is when it doesn't happen the way you want. Plan forward, 100%. I'm dealing with a lot of people planning to move back to America. People say, maybe I should move back to America now. Okay. No, if you make a cheshbon that you think you have to move back to America, make plans. We have to go on with everything. We have to go on with Shaduchim. We have to go on with everything. I all want to know what happens when it doesn't work out like you're saying. My mom was good. Rashiva mentioned, there's the one thing I want to mention. And you have to know how to eat this, but I'm going to mention it because Rashiva mentioned, Reb Chaim said, and again, I don't think it's Lamaisa for those people. Reb Chaim said, this Pesach the Olam should stay. The Olam should stay, that's what Reb Chaim said. This Pesach the Olam should stay. He said, what happened last year, where people were stuck and weren't able to come, and there was a bittul Torah, Shein Kamoisa, it can't happen again. That's what he said. He said, tell the Bachrim, he was talking to the Bachrim, Kosh can't give a light lecher. Stay. Now, I mean, Maktib, Amat, it's even, I was even super b'chal to eat it. Like many Hayroyas. But it's not, for most people, it's not Lamaisa. I'm not saying, yeah, not. But one thing it is a Mufka. Most people, it's a Mufka. I'm kind of saying there's some certain simple thing. Someone who lives in a Kaddish Baruch's world, he's saying, 4 months of Torah and staying for Pesach, you know, which is worth more? Which is worth more? For most people, they can't even go there. They can't even begin to go there. I'm asking, if you can't go there, you can't go there. You can't be not. But if you might be stuck there, it's not nafkia. That's what I'm telling you. That's, I think, the way to digest lamaisa. If you're not holding by thinking about it, l'chatchila, I'm fine. If you make an honest nekuda, and your nekuda's bechira is not there, I'm asking. We have to live with who we are. I'm not coming to say that. I'm not coming to be a person, to be Mashiach, to be a big person, to be a Ketuvia Palak. If you're not a Ketuvia Palak, you're not a Ketuvia Palak. But think about what he said. It's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful type of person. Hari HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyways is putting us in these situations. Why, when it's happening, are we finished? Why are we finished when it's happening? This is the nafka meter of what I'm saying. Hope wasn't too sharp. I hope it wasn't too high. I think, being an Yazdaiti, it's not too high. Because Hashem believes in us. Hashem put us in a situation. He wants us to be G'doy Le'amona. He wants us to grow. He wants us to grow in this area that we haven't grown it. We haven't had such a thing. Sogar Aleinu Amidbar. Sogar Aleinu Nevuchim Eimar. Because the Baruch Hu wants us, he's putting our backs behind the wall. He wants us to grow in areas that we haven't. Shmuel Taka B'Zoichem Ezez Hashem Taka, to grow. The meetings, Bez Hashem. The first part, that's Lamaisa Chelek. There's two separate parts. Lamaisa growing on something and thinking about this area. Bez Hashem, we should tackle all growth. We shouldn't know any tzar. We should only see Besuras Toivas and Klai Yisho. We should be Zoy Chetaka to Yeshua, Mashiach Tzukein, and Amen.